The following talk was given at the Insight Meditation Center in Redwood City, California. Please visit our website at audiodharma.org.
So, hi, everybody. Welcome to Happy Hour. It's nice to be back. Nice to see some familiar faces. And today I'm going to continue a kind of little three-part series I've been doing on the beneficial potential of metta, of loving kindness meditation. And I guess I'm going to start just by saying there's a number of stories in the early Buddhist teachings about, and the myths, actually, the commentaries about how metta can either keep good relationships, keep a sense of social harmony, or even shift relationships from hostile or fear-based to friendly and harmonious. So these relationships can be between people and animals. In the myths, they're sometimes between people and embodied natural forces in the world. But there's several examples, like the Buddha, for example, has an enraged elephant, drunk enraged elephant, charge him and stops him with the power of his metta. And there are stories of he and others in the ancient teachings who thwart or stop assailants intending to harm them just based on the power of their kindness. So it happens a fair amount. And then there's also these stories of sort of beautifully harmonious sanghas or groups of monastics living together based on practicing metta for each other. And Buddhism loves to distill this kind of thing down to lists, right? It was an oral tradition early, so lists are easy to remember. And the first three principles of cordiality, of the six principles of concord, it's called, actually are practicing metta. They're practicing metta in private and in public for oneself and for others through thought, through speech, through action. So it's very highly thought of. That and ethics are sort of run through a lot of the commentary about community, right? Relationships, harmony. And scientific studies in the last couple of decades suggest that the science can back this up. And to be clear, there's only a little handful of studies really at this point about loving kindness meditation, compassion meditation, compared to the many, many hundreds about mindfulness. But they are growing, and they suggest positive effects on how we relate to relationships. And that includes a greater sense of social satisfaction, connection, and kind of safety in relationships. It includes a greater resilience to rejection, for example, and more of a willingness to connect, less interpersonal reactivity. It's pretty powerful. I'm going to drop the citations for these in the chat when we're done, so I don't have to worry about them now, but just to give an overall sense. And perhaps this is not so surprising, right? As Nikki talked about earlier this week, we're integrally interdependent. We're always impacting each other. From the perspective of neuroscience, neuroscientist Lisa Feldman Barrett talks about how the best thing for a human nervous system is another human being. And the worst thing too, but the best thing for another human being is a human nervous system, another human, that we can come into synchrony when there's kindness and compassion there, and that it has a palpable effect on our entire system. And one of the beautiful things about this is that relating, that relationship extends to ourselves, this body-mind. We can offer that same attunement, that same resonance within. So don't know if I have much else to say about this other than another correlate between the suttas, the ancient teachings, and the science is this sense of a decreased fear or anxiety. And specifically, especially folks who participate in self-compassion or compassion practice, both the formal practice and the actually helping others, notice a decreased fear of being with suffering and more of an ability to take in compassion and to receive the benefits of something called compassion satisfaction, which is this sense of joy, meaning, goodness that kind of saturates the field of awareness, even when meeting great suffering. It's why I can do what I do as a chaplain, actually, that compassion satisfaction. So most of all, this practice helps us become peaceful in ourselves, open, settled heart. So with that, we'll do some practice. For the moment, friends, I'm going to not allow people to unmute just in case people come in late and are accidentally unmuted and scratchy and noisy. And the invitation for you too is to turn off or silence any alerts, beeping, buzzing, vibrating, anything like that, and allow yourself to just be in this sangha for this little while. So, starting by settling back into your body, into this moment. Softening your eyes, maybe closing them. Just noticing what's present in this body, this heart, this mind. Starting to notice the sensations, any attitudes or energies that came along with you as you logged on. And perhaps either actually physically or in your heart and mind, imagine or actually give yourself a hug for a minute, or maybe an imaginary or real smile. Just settling in. Sense of friendliness. And setting the adhitthana, the intention to cultivate goodwill, to nourish that intention of metta. Noticing the posture of the body. Checking in with the internal posture of the heart and mind. And allowing the heart to settle. To settle in the body. Perhaps on the rhythm of breathing. Or hearing, sensation, grounding in the body, settling. Allowing the internal gaze on the sensations of breath, to be kind, soft. Perhaps allowing hearing, listening deeply beneath any surface level chatter or thoughts to the music underneath, allowing any feelings, emotions just to be and fade to the periphery. To offer attention to this moment, perhaps on the out-breath. Receiving just what's here on the in-breath. And now calling to mind a person or being who is endearing, easy to like or love, someone who brings a smile to your lips or your heart. Be as simple as a fluffy animal. Or a person. Even a revered figure. Just noticing any sense of warmth as you call them to mind. Perhaps there's an image of them or a felt sense of them being nearby. Or even just a concept, their name. Offering on the out-breath a sense of friendliness, goodwill, kindness. Perhaps imagining them receiving it. Receiving how it feels to offer this loving, kind expression outwards. Perhaps allowing the intentions of metta to radiate through your body towards them. and receiving now and then. How it feels to be offering kindness. Perhaps on the in-breath or between breaths. It's helpful. Using a word or phrase to focus your intentions. I'll offer a few here. You have phrases or words you like to use, feel free to use them instead. And silent energy. Intention is also a beautiful practice. Be happy. Be healthy. Be safe. Be peaceful. Easeful. Free. Whether silently or with words, inviting a rhythm of offering metta. And intentionally expanding the field. Perhaps zooming out the camera or taking a mental step back and opening these intentions of metta to include yourself. Allowing the intention of kindness, goodwill, friendliness, care, to radiate through this body, through all the cells, the organs, the bones, through the flesh and the skin. Saturating. Steeping the heart, body, and mind in kindness. Radiating it outwards. Offering it like radiant light. Or ripples of water, to this being, or even to any other arisings in this heart and mind. Happy, healthy, safe, peaceful, easeful, free. Noticing any tingling or rippling or sensation in the torso or the body. Receiving any pleasantness. And kindly being with anything else. Now letting go of the image of this other one. Allowing the intentions of metta to radiate or ripple outwards as near or far as your kind attention wants to go. Perhaps imagining the breath like a warm, soft, fragrant breeze. Filling the surrounding space in all directions of kindness. Allowing the kindness to ripple through all the beings, near and far. This life touches. From time to time, noticing the quality in the heart or mind. Meeting whatever is there with kindness, the intention of kindness. Scattered mind with kindness. Beautiful, radiant mind with kindness. Sleepy mind with kindness. Body with kindness. Be happy, healthy, safe. Be peaceful, easeful, free. taking a moment to appreciate the intention of kindness, goodwill. Perhaps sending metta to the intention of metta itself. And then letting go of generating intentions just for a few moments. And noticing the attitude of this heart and mind. Appreciating the awareness, kind awareness. Maybe it's gone as far as oceans or galaxies away. Or maybe it's close in the oceans and galaxies within. Either way, allowing the boundless, immeasurable awareness be. And anything that comes up within it to simply arise, persist for a while, and fade away. All in a space of allowing. Receptive kindness. And now taking a moment to consider the others in this Zoom room. The others in Sangha, here or far. And including them in kind regard, kind awareness. Knowing that you too are included in their kind awareness. Thank you all for your kind practice. your attention. And before we take a moment or two for brief reflections or comments, the invitation, if you're comfortable, is to turn on your video. You don't have to if you don't want to, but just to look and offer a silent moment of goodwill, friendliness to the other people in the Zoom tiles. Just take a moment, seen or unseen, names or faces. Let yourself take in receiving that from others as well. So we have a moment or two now. Or as you do that, or after you do that, if you want to just say a word or two, either about your experience or an intention. You can put something in the chat if you like, something about the meditation. So I'll offer just a brief reflection then, which is in a couple of the ancient discourses, the Buddha talks about a group of monks. He goes to visit, actually, a group of monks who are living together in great harmony. And he describes them as viewing each other with kindly eyes and blending like milk and water, and asks them how they're doing it. And they talk about anticipating one another's wishes, and when it makes sense, when the boundaries are healthy, to accede to each other's wishes. Working in harmony when cleaning, when eating, when maintaining their residence, and going around. And so the invitation for those of you who want to join breakout rooms and have a little exchange about metta, if you don't want to join, you can just stay in this room silently. But if you do want to join, the invitation is to think of a time when your either private within yourself sense of kindness, friendliness, or your enactment of it towards another person in speech or in action made a situation nicer for you, richer for you, maybe shifted the energy. And if that stumps you, you can just talk about how the metta meditation went tonight. Either one is fine. So I'm sending you off now. We will have about 4 or 5 minutes. Maybe as many as 6. See you in a bit. Welcome back, everybody. Welcome back, welcome back. So I'd love to hear how that was for you. Anything that you noticed or was new for you and yourself? A tidbit of wisdom?
I would say that it was a delightful experience because you spoke to the comfort of another human being, to our nervous system, which is the best way to heal ourselves and calm ourselves. And it was so good. I didn't want it to end. So thank you for that.
Thank you, Orlie. That's wonderful. Wonderful to hear. Any other comments or observations, friends? It can be about the group or about the meditation. Just how you're feeling in this moment. Yes, Trudy, please. Can you unmute yourself?
Am I unmuted?
You are. Hi.
Oh, good. Yeah, I just had an interesting experience. There were two people, and for some reason, there was a white sheet instead of the pictures. And so I was saying hello, and no one could hear me. And so I listened, and every once in a while, I'd say, hello, can anyone hear me? And no one answered. So I went through a bit of frustration, and now I'm more amused than anything. Like, wow, that has never happened to me before. So anyway, I was there.
So whoever the rest of your group is now knows you were there and got to practice with not being heard. Yeah.
Well, thank you.
I really appreciate the lightness I'm hearing in your voice, Trudy, the amusement. There's something so powerful about taking practice lightly, holding it lightly.
I agree. So if I can take a moment, you spoke about kindness, and I sat on my balcony today, and as people walked by below, I offered them a couple of lines of metta that I particularly like, and it's, may you be filled with loving kindness, and may you have compassion for yourself and others. And I just said that for each person that walked by, and the giving a kindness like that was just wonderful. Thank you.
Oh, beautiful. Thank you for sharing that. We can do metta at a distance.
Yeah.
We've got just a couple of minutes left. If anyone has maybe a little anecdote like that they'd like to share from their own practice or life or from the conversation. Esther, please.
Hi. The people in my group all shared about having an experience of walking in their neighborhoods and how it opened us up and opened our hearts up to be neighborly. And we all liked dogs. And meeting dogs on the path. And it helped open up our hearts. I hope I'm not misquoting anyone in my group. But maybe look at my walk in an open-hearted way. You know, I get such joy seeing dogs and just even saying hi to people, even if they don't have a dog that I can swoon over. You know, it just keeps me open and happy.
Beautiful, beautiful. Yeah, these non-human beings, especially the furry ones, can just inspire a lot of metta, right? Like, dogs sometimes seem like they're just radiating it out of their like lolling tongues and tongue.
Yes.
Any other thoughts, impressions, memories to share? Well, we're almost at the top of the hour, so I'm just going to dedicate the merit. May our practice here together be of benefit to each and everyone that our lives touch and everyone that their lives touch. and their lives, and so on. May all beings be happy. May all beings be healthy. May all beings be peaceful. And may all beings be free. Thank you all so much for your practice. It's lovely to be with each of you. And may you be well and happy. Good to see you.
Thank you, Don.
Thank you, Don.
Thanks, Don.
Hey, you.